Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of June, recording at 9:26 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Now, stock markets, pretty well weaker across the boards. I'm not aware of any being up on the day, and we did have some fairly sharp downward moves. China A shares, for instance, but the Hang Seng Index also down sharply, over 2%. Japan down up 1.5% on the Nikkei. Australia down 188.88%. Declines in Europe had often reached 2%, 1.5% to 2%. Wall Street also closed lower, although off the day's lows, but the NASDAQ was still down 1.5%, and the NASDAQ 1.19%. Against that background, government bond prices were a little bit firmer, but not sharply higher, and I noticed the U.S. Treasuries gave back much of their gains towards the close. That's bond prices. In currencies, the dollar was stronger, up about 700 points on the U.S. dollar index, and that's mainly against weakness in sterling and the euro. Euro's fallen back to 140.54. At 140.54, I should to make that very clear. Sterling 161.22, and the Aussie's down to 105 against the greenback. The yen had been stronger than the dollar early on, but that's been reversed, and we now see the yen weaker against a number of currencies. And in commodities, well, gold was firmer here today. I had a good day on Friday as well, but gold is currently at 517, beg your pardon, 1517, $1,517.5. Platinum down 15, but well off the, well, $12 off the low. Silver's gone quieter at long last, but is $35.09. Industrial metals were hit quite hard, so was crude oil. We're currently 97.48 for WTI, and the Brent crude is back below 110. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, obviously, stock markets are now well and truly down, discounting something that we've been talking about in these audios and in the written commentary on Fuller Money for a few weeks now, and that is that the commodity price inflation that we had seen earlier in the year has taken its toll, and not least the spike in crude oil prices, what I've described as the moderate spike in crude oil prices, and that's weighing on global GDP growth, and that stock markets held up for a while because they were still enjoying, or investors were focusing on and enjoying, the strong first quarter earnings. But of course, that's history. And what the market's now looking at is the scope for lower earnings estimates over the next quarter and possibly the next two quarters or so. And we're in a corrective phase, and I don't see any evidence that it's over. But when you get days like today where you see fairly sharp falls, it does not take too long to create an oversold condition. I don't think we're there just yet. I think there is a bit more vulnerability. This is in equities. This is a time of seasonal underperformance more often than not, as you will know. And I would expect to see more sideways to somewhat lower ranging in here. We have been through a long phase when we would get, you know, a day up and a day down, or a couple of days up and a couple of days down. But what that eventually does is weigh on investors' nerves. It's hard to make money in that environment, as I mentioned before, and then people start to drift away. And I think that's very much what we're seeing. Now, that's not an easy environment in which to make money, unless one has some short positions, but the action can be fairly choppy overall, as you've seen. I think it's a time really to keep a fairly low profile and to not do too much. What I think, if we sort of look ahead, what we're likely to see is an environment where we get some very attractive valuations appearing once again. I don't think valuations are all that bad, despite some profit downgrades that will inevitably take place because of this somewhat slower growth background. But really, lower commodity prices, particularly energy prices, would be very good news. And so I continue to hope for, but it's not an unrealistic hope, that we'll see the Brent crude come back below the $100 level and see the WTI crude come back below the $90 level, and hopefully a little bit more. Now, that would go a long way towards easing some of the inflation concerns felt by you and me and other members of the public, felt by corporations, certainly felt by central banks. And if we see that, then I think people will not be extrapolating interest rate hikes all that much further for the growth economies, and it's the growth economies that I'm most interested in, plus the big multinationals that are leveraged to the global economy. So it's a tricky time in here overall, but it's one that will produce a better buying opportunity over the medium term. How far into the medium term? Well, certainly if we get the pullback, additional pullback in crude oil, and that would be my best guess at this time, I would be thinking that we could still see a quite decent fourth quarter to this year. Now, if that proves to be wrong, I think what would be one of the contributing factors is that crude oil would wind up going higher than it is today, and that would certainly cause problems were it to take place, particularly as the grain prices, and I didn't mention them in my review, but we had some very small declines in the grain and bean complex here today, but they have held up very well. And the reason for that is, as I've mentioned on a number of occasions in these audios, is that, in my opinion, the best fundamentals of any markets going right now are in the grain and bean complex. Now, a lot of that's priced into the market already, but and to explain that, if you haven't heard all of the audios, the reason I say that is because global reserves are precariously low for these staple foods such as corn and wheat, and we've also had a poor start to the Western Hemisphere and also the Chinese crop cycle. And unless that turns around significantly, and there is still time to turn it around and to get good yields, but unless that does turn it around, that we will have another bad year of crops, and that would certainly add to inflationary concerns, and it would also stir up more political unrest, particularly in underdeveloped economies. So there are reasons enough here for investors to be apprehensive at this time. I think it's important not to overreact. And when markets are coming off, what the crowd tends to do is to latch on to all the things that could go bump in the night and to extrapolate various problems and to become really quite bearish. And of course, that becomes a very good contrary indicator. And we have a great buying opportunity. That's the way we appear to be heading. Conversely, that when markets are doing splendidly and everything's in a clear overall upward trend, people extrapolate all that good news and excess liquidity, and things get overextended, and it sets the markets up for a big reaction. You've seen it many times, and I mentioned that just as a relevant review at this stage. Now, what else to mention in terms of these currencies? This is, I think, good news here to see a steadier dollar overall. And that would coincide with what I think is also going to be a quiet period here for precious metals, where they're going to drift, possibly come a little bit lower overall. And a steadier U.S. dollar, I think, would be good news, because it wasn't all that long ago. You go back 3 or 4 weeks, and a number of people were starting to worry about a possible U.S. dollar crisis. It's something that we have not forecast at Fuller Money, but I've been candid about it, I trust, in saying that it was a concern. I did want to see this dollar firm up, and hopefully it will continue to firm, because I regard the dollar, well, technically the dollar has clearly been oversold, overstretched on the downside in recent months. I think most of this rally that we are seeing is short covering, but that's the way it always starts. And if we get a little bit more short covering, and I suspect we will, then that'll eventually turn it around and help to create a self-feeding rally. I don't think we're going to go into any sustained period of outstanding strength for the U.S. dollar, but I think it's going to come off a critical list in medical terms. That would be the another way I would describe it. So. But a little bit of currency stability in here with a firmer dollar is good news developing. Now, euro concerns abound, and the euro problems of sovereign debt in the peripheral countries mainly remain, and that's not something that is going to be or could be resolved quickly. As we all know, but what it has done is pull the euro back, having reached 150 against the U.S. dollar. It's now at closer, nearly at 140, and that's good news for Europe's exporters. They'll be very pleased with all that. So I'm pointing out all these things at a time when stock markets are retreating, where investors are becoming a little bit more concerned and perhaps anxious. But the developments that we're actually seeing in the market, I would say, are moving from what was a risky short-term environment. The spikes to the upside that we'd seen in commodities, not least crude oil, A lot of those markets are in retreat, not yet the grain and bean complex, but and that will require a shift in weather developments. It'll occur at some point, but the point to emphasize here is that some of these readjustments that are occurring in the markets are likely to help in terms of lowering inflationary expectations and also help in terms of improving valuations overall, and create some more buying opportunities. And I think that's pretty much it on the first day of this week. So I'll just conclude as I usually do by saying all the best to all of you.